Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Monday, April 24th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with AEW news. Friday, May 4th will mark the fourth consecutive week that AEW Rampage will be moved out of its regularly scheduled time slot in order for the TNT cable channel to fulfill its commitments to live sport. Rampage will begin at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time and not air with a staggered West Coast feed, which means the program will be seen live on the West Coast of the United States at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This Friday's edition of Rampage will also be aired without a staggered West Coast feed at 5:30 p.m. Eastern and 2:30 p.m. Pacific due to coverage of the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs. In New Japan Pro Wrestling news, the company officially announced on Sunday that Mercedes Moné will be making her second appearance in the United States as a member of the Bushiroad roster during the NJPW Strong Resurgence event in Long Beach, California on May 21st. On Sunday, Moné lost the IWGP World Women's title to Mayu Iwatani during the Stardom All-Star Grand Queendom show in Yokohama. Following the bout, while meeting with the press, Moné revealed her intention to appear at Resurgence.
I am not done with New Japan, and I am not done with Stardom, because I am still on my world tour. And my next stop is May 21st at Resurgence. So get ready to roll up a nice big one, because we're going to my cousin's house, Long Beach, baby.
The opponent for the former Sasha Banks has yet to be announced. And we close with some literary laudings. Brian R. Solomon, who has served as the news director for the Wrestling News since its inception, was among the honorees Saturday night at the Library of Michigan's Night for Notables event in Lansing. In January, Solomon's book, Blood and Fire, The Unbelievable Real-Life Story of Wrestling's Original Sheik, was selected to be a part of the 2023 Michigan Notable Book List. Chosen annually, the list recognizes 20 books published in the previous year that are about Michigan or one of its residents, set inside the state, or written by an author living in the state. Published by ECW Press, Blood and Fire is Solomon's biography on longtime wrestler, promoter, and Michigan native, the Sheik Ed Farhat, which gives an unprecedented look into one of the most clandestine characters in the history of modern professional wrestling. Blood and Fire was also the 2022 Wrestling Observer Newsletter Book of the Year, as voted on by its readership. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the Wrestling News 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.